Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're heading to West Michigan to profile Representative Hillary Scholten, a lawmaker who made history with her election in 2022.
Her election was a major political story. She's the first woman to ever represent Michigan's 3rd District and the first Democrat to hold that Grand Rapids-based seat since the 1970s. Before politics, her career was in law and advocacy.
That's right, and her legal background is central to her political identity. After law school, she clerked on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in their special unit for immigration law. That experience led to a prestigious position in the Department of Justice through the Attorney General's Honors Program. During the Obama administration, she served as an attorney advisor for the Board of Immigration Appeals, working on complex matters of immigration and civil rights policy at the federal level.
So she had this high-level federal experience, but she also has deep roots in her home community of Grand Rapids.
She does. In 2017, she and her family moved back to West Michigan, and she put her legal skills to work as a staff attorney for the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. She was on the ground, providing legal services and advocacy for immigrant families in her own community. This combination of high-level federal policy experience from the DOJ and on-the-ground casework for a local nonprofit gave her a very well-rounded perspective. After a strong but unsuccessful run in 2020, she ran again in 2022 on a newly drawn map and won, flipping this historically Republican district.
In Congress, her committee assignments seem perfectly matched for a representative from Michigan. Tell us about her work on transportation and infrastructure.
It's a critical committee for her state. She serves on the subcommittees for aviation, the Coast Guard, and, most importantly, water resources and the environment. This makes her a central player in the issues that matter most to Michiganders. She has made protecting the Great Lakes a signature issue. She is also a leading voice in the fight to secure federal funding to clean up PFAS, the toxic forever chemicals that have contaminated groundwater in many parts of her district. This environmental focus is a top priority for her.
She also serves on the Small Business Committee. How does that fit into her priorities for West Michigan?
West Michigan has a very diverse and dynamic economy, with a strong manufacturing base and a growing community of entrepreneurs. As a member of the Small Business Committee, and as the ranking member of the Subcommittee on Innovation and Workforce Development, she focuses on cutting red tape for local businesses. She works on legislation to help small manufacturers compete, to expand apprenticeship programs, and to support the blue economy, the businesses that depend on the health of the Great Lakes. As a member of the pragmatic, pro-business New Democrat coalition, her focus is very much on economic development and job creation.
So her story is really about blending her background as an advocate and a legal expert with the core economic and environmental needs of her district.
That's it. Exactly. She is a historic figure. But her day-to-day work is focused on the practical needs of her constituents: clean water, good-paying jobs, and supporting the local economy. Her career as an attorney, in both the federal government and at a local nonprofit, gave her a unique insight into how systems work. And she is now using that experience as a pragmatic lawmaker for a politically diverse swing district.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.